listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to DMTF. 34? Today's guest, Simon, is out having a blast at a obscure festival. I don't know what it is. I only see the pictures on Instagram and no judgment here. Today's guest, back on the show is Markus.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have a new guest filling in for Simon is Zafia. Woo!
All right.
Saskia, welcome.
Thank you.
And who's going to start with introducing him or herself?
The new guest is start. So I don't have to start.
Yeah. Los.
Yeah, I'm thinking about actually...
What's my name?
What's my name? My name is Saskia and I'm... Hatanerin.
Anonyme Hatana.
Sitting here in blue and white.
Yeah.
I have to confess, I'm a Hatana.
Yes. And
how long have you been afflicted?
Too long. No, 15 years maybe.
Ach du Scheiße.
Yeah.
The backstory is that Saskia and I knew each other in an earlier life. 1999, mm-hmm. 2000. She was the roommate and one of the best friends of my ex-girlfriend, who's a famous artist now. But we're not going to link her website. Should we? Is it helpful for her? And we met last season.
Yes.
Match day 32 or something. It was warm outside. That was, I remember. And we went to the
Rondel. Somewhere in May.
We went to the Rondel and we met Esther's former workmate, who is from Stuttgart, Daniel Hahn. His son is called Lenny.
Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Lemmy
from the Lemmy head, yes. Ah. The Motorhead. And BSTQ. And I saw somebody. I saw Vero.
You saw Vero. You didn't see me.
Yeah, because you were wearing a beanie. Yeah. And now she is a member of Axel Kruse Jugend.
Yeah, thank God.
So you recruited her.
No, we just ran into each other after 19, 20 years. Scheiße.
Actually, we met somebody else whom we didn't see for quite a long time as well. So this was
the ex-boyfriend?
Very strange accident.
But the last time I saw her, we went to Potsdam University together because she started her studies in philosophy.
Yes.
And I had to go to Golm.
Yeah, I went to Golm as well.
Echt?
Yes.
Scheiße.
But yeah, was like education science.
Potsdam University.
I also studied education science.
Erziehungswissenschaften. Hmm. Word of the day: Erziehungswissenschaften. Markus.
Yes. Hi.
Did you look up where you're from now?
Simon said it's South Tyrol.
South Tyrol.
It's the southern part of Tyrol.
Is it Austria or is it Italy?
You asked that the last time.
I don't know.
It's Italy.
I'm German.
It's kind of an...
It's not really Italy. The Italians say it's not Italy and the Austrians say it's not Austria.
Yeah,
it's
actually, you know, we talked about this because I lived in Austria almost 10 years. So I
10 years?
I have the Austrian approach to South Tyrol, I actually know.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
And exactly, we spoke about Austro-fascism.
Yes.
And in southern Tyrol, you have a lot of Italian fascism as well. So it's really like, it's a difficult area, but it's beautiful. Yeah. You have the mountains. But that's the reason probably why I left.
Yeah, I've never been there, but I met...
Oh, South Tyrol with a Y.
Yeah.
No,
Yes, yeah, in English.
Wikipedia says it's South Tyrol with a Y.
But
in Alto Adige.
In Alto Adige is the fascist.
That's high Adige. What's
Adige is the river, and like it's the fascist word. Like in correct Italian, you say Subtirol nowadays. It's very difficult. Ethnically, politically difficult because there's a lot of political correctness which flows into it as well. Because Alto Adige means basically, it says that it's part of Italy because it's the higher Adige part, and like. In German saying or Austrian saying, it says that it's the southern part of Tyrol, so it's like also like geopolitical naming. I left the country when I was 18, I think, 18 or 19, and traveled a lot in Italy as well. And then I moved to Holland for a long while, and then I'm...
Where to?
In Spain. Utrecht and Amsterdam, mainly.
I lived in Rotterdam.
You lived in Rotterdam? Yes. Ah, okay, nice, funny. Yeah, we have...
You're like twins.
Well, and I never lived in Vienna. Well, I lived in Vienna, I think, for 2 months.
Yeah, for 9 years.
And you went to Rapid? No.
Yes, actually by accident, but you know you can't choose the
club.
Yeah,
so you club were sometimes. you were substituting your addiction with
no I rapid? Just no I just got another addiction in a way, but I never became a big supporter. But you know, when I lived in Rotterdam, and then I went to Vienna because I wanted to study and wasn't allowed in Rotterdam, whatever. And the first night I was I arrived in Vienna, the next day was Champions League, and Rapid was playing against Bayern Munich, and because I hate Bayern Munich, I kind of fell for Rapid, you know.
Okay, you wanted to be a success fan and a Volks fan when you live in Vienna.
No, this was just I wanted to watch football because, like, it's you know, when you're, I didn't know anybody in Vienna. I just came there to study by accident as well, and then I just wanted to stick to something I know. So I wanted to have a beer and watch football.
Have a beer.
I can understand completely. Yeah.
Yeah, but then I went to actually see the game and got some strange new friends. Whatever.
Is that the stadium where you have to go past the Autobahn?
Because yes. there was no, situation. No, this is the Austria.
Austria, because yes. There was a situation where people were
yes, but this is
held Austria. Hostage by the police.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And people
collapsed. You walk like next to the Autobahn.
Yeah, on a bridge.
But which one is a successful club? It's Austria or
Bayern? Now it's none. Salzburg. Yes, yeah, it's okay. Salzburg. But when I started, actually, don't know. May I've got some friends there from Vienna. Yeah. They, but I don't know.
But
I don't dare to say anything about who is more successful.
Rapid was the team of Krankl.
Yes, no? and Happel.
And Happel.
No,
Ernst Happel.
Yes. Happel
Stadion.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but is this is Rapid? Like different. No, this is not the. No. Oh my god! No, I'm getting things messed up. Can we just talk about something else?
Okay,
because
they will
ring at my door and the next day send somebody over.
From Austria.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Then when you were in Rotterdam, you didn't have an affinity to Feyenoord or
of
Sparta
course,
Rotterdam?
But
I couldn't think of the name of the team.
Of course.
Feyenoord.
But yeah. No, it wasn't Ernst Happel. Ernst Happel is like the big stadium where they play the national... the national team is playing.
Oh, they have their own stadium, national
yes,
team.
Yes, it's a big one.
Okay.
And then,
Parc de France?
Yeah, like Parc de France. No.
Isn't that Parc au Prince?
No. Port-au-Prince?
Prinzenstadion it is, actually. I saw the game and Dortmund game against Prinzenstadion.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm not good at French.
Port-au-Prince? You went to Port...
No, I just... Yeah. Come on. So, I have to think about this Rapid thing.
Oh,
but we can talk about the most successful team in the world.
Sexy Union.
But we can talk about Stadtmeister number 1.
But this is actually quite annoying.
St. Pauli?
St. Pauli, yeah, that's funny.
The Stadtmeister thing, I think, is
very annoying.
There's
a guy, he's a friend of Steven from Blau-Weißes Stadion.
Yeah.
A sogenannte Blogger on Twitter.
Yeah.
No, Steven. And he said that he... No, it was Yusu. Yusu had a dream that Hertha won the derby 3-0, but at the Alte Försterei. So...
The next
if they keep playing
or...
like this, it's not gonna...
You never know.
You never know. We have 2 wonderful games. Why don't we start in reverse order and do the Köln game first and then go back to the very... successful and dominant win at Paderborn.
That's a good idea. Maybe also to like to get in a better mood or like start from bad mood, get into better mood.
I don't know if you really get a better mood because actually I thought
Paderborn
was so horrible to watch.
I'm just checking. I think they had almost the same lineup in both games.
Yeah, no, but they had Schelle didn't.
And
Pichelik. Schelbred didn't play. And Pekarik. And Wolf didn't
See?
Play.
That's the two yeah. important changes in yes. the lineup. Can the, some of you please give us the lineup for the game?
For which book do I have to take out of the shirt? The lineup.
It's on the iPad.
On the iPad. It's 1, 2...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's his birthday.
One, two, three,
it's his birthday. 15, 12.
I think I have it. You posted in the Telegram group, right? If I'm correct.
I'm not sure.
It's really embarrassing that I can't remember the name of this day in which Rapid is playing. But they changed it. It's now Allianz Arena because they kind of redesigned it. But, you know, very whatever.
Well, it's good that you talk about that, so I mean, we can look for
yeah, I know.
For
I tried, just tried to fill
I've
in.
I found the name.
Oh, it's Divina Cucina. That's something different.
So, lineup against Paderborn, right? Okay. Jahrstein
Gerhard
was in the
Nappi Stadium.
Hanapi, you're right. Yeah, this was. I'm sorry. I apologize to all Rapid fans in the world that I
and
messed this up.
It was called Weststadion from 77
yeah,
to 80.
And the
in Hütteldorf.
Yeah, of course, in Hütteldorf.
Hütteldorf in Hütteldorf.
14th.
Oh, it's demolished. I thought you just changed the name, but they changed the stadium.
No, yes, they changed it. But I've never been to the new one, just been to the old one. And Block West, where all the cool boys are going. So, sorry.
Okay, so the lineup for the... Let's talk about the Köln game first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jahrstein in the goal. Then center back, Rikic, Boyata, Stark. Then midfield Askasibar, like in the middle, and then you have the two wingers, defensive wingers.
Very good.
Mittelstädt and Wolf. And then you have, I think they played the 8th position, Gruic and Meyer.
Did they play? I didn't see.
Well, at least they were lined up for the 8th position.
We should talk about Gruic, actually.
Yeah, but that's another topic we should talk about. And then the two strikers, Piatek and Kunja.
Piontek,
right.
Did I say Piatek? Why
no,
is it Piatek? I never say
Piatek.
Polish, and there's the A has
yeah,
little...
Yeah, no, but I never say Piatek.
But
I
now
always
you
say
just... Yeah, it's because you're so excited
so
because
nervous.
He has...
So,
he
nervous
has,
you're on the
he tried
biggest
to do his best yesterday.
And it's live, right?
I just looked at the XG for yesterday. It's 2.91 to 0.45.
Oh, shit.
Hey, but I watched the game again, and they're really... Were you done with the lineup? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yes, it's... yeah. I didn't name the referees, but...
Oh, I hate Schlager. Schlager sieht aus like somebody who just came home from the...
You don't hate anybody.
He just looks like somebody who came home from the concert here, Gabalier concert. Same hairstyle.
Oh, we're back at
Austrofascism.
Austrofascism.
Austrofascism is a good idea for a title. Austrofascism.
Oh.
Great. Yeah. Show me one good new referee and I'll show you a milk-giving Wollmilchsau.
Okay.
Two, I think. Grefe, I really like that, but he never whistles.
Is he still
old?
Is he
a new one. Show me new referees.
Stefan Pafrad, but he's playing in Regionalliga.
Stefan Pafrad.
Yeah, was a friend of my brother.
There's one guy. There's one guy called Mäuschen or something like that, and we saw it on the team sheet at the U-23s. And all Klaus could do whenever he blew the whistle, he said, "Oh, Mäuschen."
Yeah, but this is actually he was in the same. Group. Team with my brother, and now he's at least I saw him when I watched TB. You know, am I allowed to say that? No,
I like them.
Yeah,
I like them.
But I know somebody who really hates them. So
TB.
Yeah.
You know Klaus?
Yes, I know Klaus.
Oh. Actually, Esther's former boss was one of the people who saved them.
Really?
No, Esther's former boss who was someone who saved them from getting bankrupt.
When?
Like getting a group
when they when they had made the big fall.
Okay, so now we have Tibet and Austrofascism, but I see we don't want to talk about yesterday.
We didn't finish about the Feyenoord.
Yeah, right. That's true. Actually, before I moved there, somebody like gave me a present, and when I wrapped it up, it was like I got an Amsterdam tricot as a bad joke.
Oh, okay.
Ajax.
Phew. Yes. Yeah, I still have it, but you know, I don't. They were like dressed up like this when you enter the city. I was thank you so much.
Ah, in Rotterdam.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
More Markus.
I have to come closer for the.
Do you
think so? Yeah, it's okay. It's echt süß. It's a cute one. Yeah, Saskia is wearing a very. Wie nennt man das denn?
Crossbars.
A crossbarred Hertha shirt.
Horizontal
white
bars.
Striped.
White striped.
With Fahne pur. On my heart.
With Fahne pur on her heart.
Yeah.
Is this an official merch?
Yes,
or?
It is.
Oh, really?
It was a birthday present from Vero. Hi, Vero.
My birthday present.
When I turned 25.
Oh, yesterday. Wann hast du Geburtstag? Im September, ne?
November.
Ah, scheiße.
November.
And you?
January.
January.
Just had it a few weeks ago.
Great. Game. Köln.
You were finished, right, with Köln?
Köln, yeah. Köln came...
Is there anything to say about it?
Didn't Köln lose like 1,000? Because before I was riding with the guys from Rote Böcke, and they said something like, die verlieren auch ohne uns, they're going to lose without us anyway. Didn't they lose a couple in a row?
Yes. No,
yeah,
but they're not doing that bad under Gisdol.
Since Markus Gisdol,
yes.
They're playing very well. Yeah.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
But can I actually ask you a question? Did you really expect Hertha to win?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm stupid.
I told about my nephew last time.
Oh, yeah.
He's 11 years old, and he never saw Hertha win. And then, and he comes always with a very positive attitude, and he also always keeps me asking, so do you think we win today? And then, then I said, like, you have to watch this game and expect to win, otherwise you're not a fan.
Of course.
And then he really liked that.
Yeah, that's...
And I think I couldn't watch games if I expect to lose. It happens sometimes with Bayern. I thought I'd never go to Bayern into the stadium because then I will lose anyway. I don't like to watch this game with passion. But now since we are actually winning sometimes, I have this hope again, and I watch also Bayern games with hope.
In the stadium, you would always Bayern would always be when it's really really cold at the stadium.
Yeah, that's true.
And then in the 88th minute, you're going to see what's his face, the Dutch guy.
Robin
score a goal.
No, this is Franck Ribéry.
Franck
was
whoever.
You remember the nil six? This was like Franck. Three times actually the same
move.
Yeah, my father was with me and him.
And then you would always see Bayern celebrate their title in January, February or something like that.
But this is, I think this was a classical Hertha yesterday. No.
For me,
absolutely.
Who do you want for league champion this year? League champion this year.
What league champion?
Bundesliga champion.
Dortmund.
I say Gladbach.
Yeah, Gladbach or Leipzig, but it's more like.
Markus has to leave.
Yeah, that's why.
But it's just I'm just realistic. It's not that I really like them to win.
It's going
to
be Bayern.
Probably.
Matchup. We had the lineup.
Yes.
And
then
the game starts.
And in the
and then it's
minute.
Over in the fourth minute.
This was so fucked up.
Brutal, eh? But I thought the second goal was a cute one, and the fourth goal was also cute.
They were
also
very. Yeah. Actually, they were all except for the free kick. They were all very great. I think.
You didn't like the free kick?
I don't like free kicks
in
general.
This was the fifth, right? The free
The last one.
But this was also nice to see.
Huh?
Oh, but they're all the same. It's like
the
trick 17.
Yeah.
But okay,
yeah. So you sat there, we sat there, like, I didn't have a good feeling. I kind of knew this would happen.
Yeah, if it wasn't Hertha, you would expect them to win.
No, but, you know, it's like, this is what I'm... That's why I asked you, actually, because I've... I've been to so many games and to you know, and
I
it's always like that.
Girls.
No, yeah, it's always like that. When they really have to deliver, they don't.
Ah, that's what you
and
mean with
Dada,
typical. That's of course something different. Yeah,
in Dada is
yeah, Dada
season,
is.
They always performed when they were about to get into the
yeah, that's right.
Danger
but
zone.
That was
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, but.
Yeah, but,
like,
yeah, but
I'm kind of traumatized when I went to the when they could be like Meister, you know.
Oh.
So and they could have been like we were Tabellenführer for quite some time, and then they just fucked it up. And so this was like one of my biggest traumas, traumata. How do you say
no, traumas.
That? Trauma. Yeah. So I'm.
I often try to understand why, like, I have 100,000 theories, but they're all different. I actually thought it had to do with Lustenberger, maybe, because...
Since, yes, we all miss him so much.
Yeah, no, I mean that, because since I go to Hertha since
oh,
Lustenberger
yeah.
is there...
You introduce yourselves and how you came to...
And you go
Hertha,
wait
I'm
going
to get coffee.
So we do the introduction
yeah.
round again.
It's a good structure this time, the podcast. Hmm.
Yeah, let's talk about Feyenoord.
So why do you go to Hertha?
Why go to Hertha? Well, I came to Berlin, I think it was 12 years ago. When I was a kid, I was an Inter fan, and my best friend was Juve fan, and I was Inter fan because I liked the mascot they had. It was like a little blue and black dragon.
Actually, did Lothar Matthäus play at Inter?
That's
or
possible. I
And Klinsmann as well.
Klinsmann played for Inter, yes.
Yeah.
But that was after my time.
Ah, okay.
Because then I left watching football when I came into puberty. Like,
mm-hmm.
What's puberty in English? Teenager. Mm-hmm. Like, when I started to get interested in girls, then I started, because then sports was like for stupid people. And
yeah, more into music and girls.
It was more
then.
Into music and girls. It was more interesting back then. And then I came into football again when I was like in my mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still followed a few clubs, but and then I came into the national teams a bit again. So like in Holland, like, you know, this whole orange thingy, which was a big thing in Holland. And then, but then I was always a bit interested, like in FC, when I was in living in Utrecht, I was interested had interest in FC Utrecht, but then they had a hooligan problem as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not really like a team where I could really get along with. Then I moved to Spain, but I never was really interested in Madrid, like Real Madrid. I don't know. It's like Bayern Munich, and also the people who in Spain, the people who liked Real Madrid, they were like, I don't know, a different kind of society.
Okay, so it's cooler to go to Atletico, or
yeah, but it didn't really.
No.
Also,
okay.
It was probably cooler.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a bit this HSV St. Pauli thingy, maybe, even if they're more successful. Anyway,
yeah.
Then I came to Germany. I lived in Hamburg for a few years, and I lived close to the St. Pauli stadium.
Cool.
And I went a few times there. I really like what they do, because they're nice guys. But of course, you see with everything what St. Pauli does, it's like it's marketing what they do, and they have really like almost this religious thing. Oh, we are the good guys.
Yes.
It's a bit like Union. That's
yeah.
why I'm not really fond of Union, because it's
yeah.
like this it's religion and that's what I don't like. And then I came to Berlin, and it was the first relegation season after Lucien Favre.
Yes.
He got
my trauma.
Yeah, exactly. So and then I really thought, oh, how is this possible? Like,
hello.
Like this big city club. For me, I didn't understand anything about Germany. And for me, Hertha was the big city club.
Yeah, for some strange reason.
Yeah, how can this happen? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, how can they get relegated? And
yeah,
so I followed really like this last season.
Yeah.
What season?
And then the post, like the Favre season.
The post-Favre season.
But
when
actually, when Funkel
oh.
came, so that's when I started to follow Hertha, because I read a lot about the club, and it was, I thought it was so interesting, because there was this club with these ambitions, and with Dieter Hoeneß, and you know, like a Großmannssucht as well, you know, it's very difficult to love Hertha. That's probably something what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this strange interaction between megalomania and fans, and then this going down, and all everything very dramatic and or even tragic. I like this.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really a fan back there, but I started to follow it. And then the second season, I watched almost every game on these illegal streams. And then actually, with this first, second season, I started to become a fan.
Mm-hmm.
With the first Bubble season. And then I bought a Sky account.
And yes.
Pierre-Michel and Ronnie. Still Ronnie.
And that was also the first Thomas Kraft season, wasn't that also?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was still Michael
Ernst.
Yeah, that's great.
Ah, yeah.
So that's
great too. The Fliegenfänger.
And Drobny.
Kraft came the
when,
first
when did Drobny came then?
Drobny was before.
No, after Ernst. Well, I don't know.
No, I mean before my time.
Ah.
Also,
really?
I'm looking it up on Weltfußball.de is the best page if you want to look up historic. Kraft,
but I never liked him.
Kraft?
No.
He was playing. He was on
I mean, I like him as a person, of course, because, you know, no, I don't. No, but I never liked his way of being a keeper. Being.
Oh, God.
I really like Rune.
When Rune was out, when Rune was out for some time, it was really great to see after the red card.
Yeah, but do you remember this when Burchard was playing?
Oh, God.
Like this one of the most horrible games when he was this Pokal when he had like the two of this very strange goals, like one from the almost from the middle line.
Where he saved with the head and two times and got two goals after that. Yeah, I don't know.
Drobny came to Hertha in 07, 08 and left in 10-11.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
So he left before the first...
He left
second Bundesliga?
He left when they...
went down again.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the second time. But he was already like in the second season?
He was old already when he left.
He's still playing.
I know. Sorry.
But then he was with Michael Arends. He was second keeper.
Ernst.
No, he's Dutch.
Yeah, he was back up.
Oh, I lived down there, sorry.
Markus, dreimal dabei, nicht nochmal wählen. Okay, let's spend 1 minute on the game. I think when we talk about the... what's the other team? Paderborn game? Even I think the biggest problem was, as always, midfield. And then for me it was Stark and Wolf. Who?
And Mittelstädt.
Grujic.
And Grujic.
And. Yeah.
But you're talking about... Which game are you talking about?
We're talking about Köln games.
Games. You're talking about the Köln game.
No, about the Köln game. No, because on the other game were Pekarik.
Pekarik and...
he was doing a good job.
And Schellbrett.
Yeah, and Schell.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to miss him.
Oh, me too.
Oh.
I think about getting...
the Rosenborg-Trondheim season ticket?
No, actually, it's too far away. No, but maybe I get like the tricot with his flock.
Oh, what's your size? I have one.
I take large usually because I can. Really? Oh, look.
I'll get it for you.
Yes. So, okay, so we still talk about the.
About the current game. Well, Jan asked us to name the best player of the game rather than the worst ones. I'm just looking at the lineup and I...
you look and look.
I was also very disappointed about Boyata, but maybe Boyata... Boyata maybe was still the best one yesterday, but he had this... this is beautiful.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Without the...
You give it to me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes,
as a present?
It's mine. It's my birthday present.
So why do you give it to me then?
It's too small for me.
Great.
Are there photo?
Amazing. Look at me. Look at that.
Yeah. Okay. Köln.
Thank you.
Expected goals 0.45 to 2.91, as I said before. We each have to name something or some player we like.
He just tried it, but...
Boyata, yeah.
I think Boyata, even if he... I don't know which goal it was. Somebody came over our right side and Boyata was like, he wasn't really covering the center and he was not really attacking the winger and he was somewhere in between and then there was the cross pass and it was a goal and I thought like...
Oh, the 2-0 with the header?
That's possible, Dr. Tunnel, yeah.
Ey, war so schlecht, ey. Esther said that the one goal that where there was a shot and then Rune kicked it in.
Yes.
She said that if Rune hadn't complained during when the ball was in play, he would have deflected the ball.
Yeah, but still, I think it's not his goal.
Nein, natürlich nicht.
So, some because I on Twitter I read like some complaints about him and what he's doing for a living. And I think sometimes people are so cruel. I mean, it's not his fault that.
No.
So, and I don't get it. It's Rune. You have to love Rune.
Yeah. Did you see the old videos of Rune? He used to be very, very, very angry. There's a video with pictures from footage from Norwegian TV, where he's yelling at his teammates, and he also got into fist fights with his teammates. Yeah, he used to be very.
But he seems such a nice guy. He's like,
his Instagram, he always puts pictures of his daughter being at the what's that, what they call their Christmas?
Jule?
Messe.
Or
something with Jule.
You mean the Lucia?
Lucia,
yeah.
Yeah,
this is Swedish and Norwegian as well.
We have there's a German, kennst du die? Berliner Straße, there's a big...
yes, because Anna, know Anna.
Yeah.
She has a Swedish mom.
Swedish.
And so we went there a couple of times.
Oh,
and
I love
we had the Lucia, like,
best Christmas market in Berlin. Best Christmas market in Berlin.
Yeah,
it's only
true.
On the 1st of Advent, and you can get a what's a reindeer?
Reindeer
hot dogs.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yes.
But you can also get nice candles. They have the Swedish candles, and they burn like down. They have the 24 days till Christmas, and you
like Adventskranz.
Yes, but it's just a candle.
Adventskandle.
Yeah, yeah. But so you're
you're saying Boyata.
I think Boyata. But actually also. Darida was also not so bad. He got a substitute for
Meyer.
Just
choose one, because I have to choose one as well.
Okay. Okay, I think it's Boyata. Boyata.
Okay. 15-12. Home button.
Achso,
sorry. Was ist das?
1-5, 1-2.
You have to change it. But where? You see.
Look here.
Yes.
Looky. Okay, I'm going to say...
Yes, you say
I'm going to say... Or do you want to
No,
Wolf?
you can do
it. I think Wolf, because
yes,
he was...
right.
He was very honest when talking to the on-field interview. He said something like, it's the worst game he ever played in his life. And and Nuri actually said that in the press conference that they had to apologize to the fans. We're going to talk about the fans later.
Yes. But so I have to say Darida, because couldn't choose anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like him, Vladi.
Yeah, me too.
But I just made a statement pro Rune, but it was not his best game yesterday.
No.
So I choose Darida. And I really like him, and I want him to stay at Hertha.
But his game was better than the Paderborn game, actually.
Yes, but this was a big mistake at Paderborn when flipped the... Yeah, but still, I think he's injured like for ages. Somebody told me he has an injury.
Oh yeah, since a few weeks. I saw the picture today.
Yeah.
Like he has a
his finger,
like a plastic
a stent. No,
Schiene.
A Schiene. A track. A railway track.
Yeah.
Rune is verletzt. Yeah. But remember when Rune
but
was
still,
out
he
after?
He seems confused, like in the last two games at least.
But
in Hertha, they said that this whole. Back and forth with Scholl-Petri, really, the number on him. And I was
true.
The one. I was the one who said, see, in the press conference of Klinsmann, where he said that his son is currently not at the club, and everybody thought I was crazy, but I knew all along.
Jonathan,
who's comfortably sitting on the Tribüne.
St. Gallen.
WSG St. Gallen. Ist es erste Liga?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Officially, he is not... Rune is not injured.
So.
Officially.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but he can play with it.
But so we were all very disappointed about yesterday's game.
But then we know the whole spiel. We know how it works.
Yes.
As you said. Okay. Do you want to talk about fans now? Or do you want to do that later? I would like to do it now, so we have all the negativity out of the room, and we can open the window and let in the love.
Yeah, good idea.
The Paderborn game, then later.
Let me get a timestamp. 34:29. Okay. our beloved ultras stopped supporting. I'm not exactly sure. Do you know?
No.
Sky even talked about it.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, Sky never talks about fans except for if there's pyro.
Yeah, but you have to say this is not the first time that they do it. They did it against Mainz as well. They have like this pauses, so they in. So they don't do anything for 5 minutes. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they talk about what they have
maybe
to
a sing. Break.
But you know, when I have to, I want to come back to Rapid because Rapid has very huge, big group of supporters, and they have like this special ritual.
Ritual.
So they applause. Every time, every game, it's Rapid Viertelstunde. So they start applauding and they the last 15 minutes.
15 or 50?
15.
Okay.
They, I don't know really how to say, but they like start applauding. It's Rapid Viertelstunde. It's every ovation. Every game. Yeah, it's like always the same.
Uh-huh.
And they would never ever, at least when I was there, stop supporting.
That's crazy.
And like I've been a couple of times to in situations where our support didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, we went to Hamburg a couple of times. First time was one of the worst games I've seen. It was when Dada had just come in the 14-15 season, and then there was a red card for HSV, and then Hertha scored a header by Sebastian Langkamp.
Sebastian Langkamp.
And then
really
we went back
well.
Because it's the in-laws of my sister-in-law live there, and they're really nice. And we go there, and then we stay for two, three days, and we go to the shoulder. Is it called shoulder? Karolinenviertel?
I don't know.
Schulterblatt, you mean?
Schulterblatt, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
The Schulterblatt is an area.
Schanzenviertel.
In the Schanzenviertel.
Yeah, but we were actually
and
talking
it's a game.
About the no, but
Hamburg.
You know what's the point?
Ah, yeah. As the next year, the ultras all went home because some guys were not allowed into the stadium, or they were sent home
for a Hertha.
Yeah, because they had quartz gloves.
Oh,
So they and Sturm.
Why? But why do you bring them to the stadium?
I don't know.
Oh, so
I need them. To keep my hands warm.
And ears and nose.
But yeah, it's difficult to eat sausage with your Quartertour there.
Who eats sausage? I ate a sausage yesterday.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
And without ketchup, because there's this little construction going on, so I had to walk further, and I said, it's too far for me. I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fans.
No more support. 60th minute?
I don't know. I can confirm now. I have watched it on television. So.
Oh. Yeah, but it's hard if you have kids.
Yes, two kids.
Struggle
very hard
is
living.
Real.
Yes, I know. But it was also at the Mainz game already that they kind of stopped
the home game. But
and
usually,
because I got into a fight, as I told you. With
but us. Usually, it used to be that they increased the support the worse Hertha played.
But they are.
So was that in the past the case? I have to admit I never pay so much attention to fan support, but yesterday it was like in you know WhatsApp group and the people said oh there's a Schlägerei in the, well
yeah there was some fighting going on
fighting in the Ostkurve that the ultras so there's some fighting and then I realized, but we want to talk about that.
No, but in general it's like when you go to Hertha game it's like. I mean, I've got my Dauerkarte for 11 years now. So, and the first thing is actually you stand there and like 5 minutes, somebody loses the ball, whatever, and they start shouting. It's like never, they're never pro. They're always against the team.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
always the same. And
you
that's
said something nice on the Telegram group yesterday. You said something, did you say that ultras always think that the club, the players owe them something?
The players and the club.
I don't get the whole thing because...
No, but it's not just the ultras. It's like this general
mindset.
Expectation, the general mindset. When I've always just been to the Ostkurve, so I don't know.
No, it's the same.
But, you know...
People complain.
Before I met you, I was standing in T or S, and they were like, men, I think they just don't go there because they want to see a match, because they want to get...
aggression out.
Yes, because they want to transfer them into, don't know, but they want to get their.
I first went to Hertha for therapeutic reasons, because we went there once, and then I was outside, I was like, okay, it's fresh air, you can yell. It made me feel better.
Yeah, it's of course, it's part of the game.
It took me like 6 months to see a home win.
Okay, oh wow, and just for recreation reasons, you still did it.
If it hadn't been for Braunschweig... Because I started going in the back and the second leg of the season under Luhukay. You know when they announced that who's the Colombian Ramos would leave and then
this was like one of the best decisions had ever made. They got 12 million for him and he didn't.
Hey, we got 10 for La Soga.
Yeah, and we got 15 for Bruce.
25.
Yeah,
and we sold Weiser.
And this was also good. But Ramos is like the best transfer ever, I think, for 12 million.
I keep wondering where he is.
Yeah, but still. I don't know. It's a kind of difficult situation because Hertha needs the support, I think.
I don't really understand why. I mean, okay, it's you can't really partialize.
generalize?
You can't really generalize.
Partialize.
Of course, of the fans.
Partialize.
How do you spell that?
Porsche?
Porsche.
You can generalize?
Partialize. of course, you can't generalize all the fans, but still, I think it's a very strange attitude that you know, it's a bit an educational thing. I mean, the guys. For once you go to the stadium, I think if I'm a Hertha fan, I feel as a unity with the team. I feel as a unity with the club, and I feel a unity. I want also to be a unity of a fan. And then if the fans, if they think that the club or the team is something else, you know, that they don't belong to them.
Yes.
I mean, I go to the stadium because I want my team to win. If they play bad, I want to do everything what is my power to make them play good, and that's not like yelling at them or shouting at them or calling or like throwing things at them, because that's completely unproductive, and it's this mindset of like not including the team to your club, to your fan club, or to whatever. That's just for me. That's exactly.
Yes.
So this,
they always focus on the bad things, like on the deficits.
Problem oriented,
you know?
Thinking. It's so German.
It's always like that. They don't see, oh, he stopped the ball, but he's like, oh, he stopped it and then he lost it or whatever. But it's always, they don't applaud for, applaud.
I always applaud for anything.
Yeah, me too.
And everyone just look at me like I'm the crazy guy.
But then people say, oh, but you're just you're so naive and why, you know, like.
But actually, it changed. Now I'm being in a much better group in the stadium, so it's much more better. Thank you, AKJ.
Saskia muss mal kurz durchatmen. Oh, did you see Klaus' tweet with the GIF, how Nuri set up the starting 11? Yep. And it's a guy at a craps table throwing the dice.
Okay.
Yeah, Pekarik. Great. I found the segue into the new...
Oh, okay.
Segue into the other game.
Now things get better. Oh. Born.
Better. Relative. Paderborn is a team that I really, really like.
Yeah, me too.
And we went to a Union game last spring when you could still get tickets.
You are a Hertha fan going to Union.
But Hertha was playing at Mordor and I didn't like that. So
this was actually a joke because I went to Union. I like Union. Can I say this?
Hey, but seriously, they lost that game 1-2-3, something like that, and they were totally outplayed. And I was like, okay.
Paderborn?
It was the last home game they lost in about a year before that. Against Paderborn. Yeah, Paderborn really, you know what they do? They put the ball on the wing and then...
And
dann klingelt's.
Did you see the game against Munich from Paderborn?
No.
Was actually a good game.
I haven't seen it.
We don't have internet because my...
It was 2-2 until like...
The yes, and then of course Munich. Lewandowski.
Yeah,
always.
The funny thing is, Dagobert, you know Dagobert?
Yes, I know Dagobert.
Yeah, he was like... 88th minute, 2-3, 88th minute.
Yeah, but it's like always Lewandowski in the end. It's where,
when
Hertha was like losing, or did they lose, or did he score like this? You remember that? When they had like
minute.
This? Yes, this was Lewandowski.
It was the equalizer.
Yes.
It was the 1-1.
There's a name for that. If you know, if the referee is letting the games go for so long until Bayern scores the goal.
I was like,
the Bayern overtime.
Bayern Dusel.
But that's more the luck. Somebody said it yesterday. Well, anyway. Mm. Otherwise, we'll find a word for that.
Paderborn have a really, really good team. They have a great system, but somehow they're not bringing the PS onto the road, as the Germans say. Oh, you cannot scissor everybody over the same kum, no? Oh, and did you hear about Mamba?
Yes.
Shit. Mamba's 14-month-old niece died during the game.
No.
She collapsed and was dead. And he was subbed off because he at some point he somehow hit the bottom wrong. He took a misstep and then he had to be subbed off because of his knee or something like that.
And then he died?
No, his 14-month-old niece.
Yeah.
Died in the stadium. During the game.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is absolutely horrible. Shit. Yes.
Sorry.
Is that one of us? Mamba? I don't know.
No.
Mamba.
A player of Paderborn.
Ah, okay. Oh, I don't know that. Okay, okay.
Yeah, Paderborn is a great team.
That's a real name.
They're going to get relegated. Or maybe it's good that they're going to get relegated, so it's not going to be us. That's
so, just anybody knows, he just opens a window and closes the door, so...
I need some oxygen to get the... I told you, we have to get the love in here. So
I take it personally.
I'm sweating. Paderborn game. Line up.
I just prepared it. The goalie was Yashin. And then, like, center left Rikic, center Buyata, center right Stark. On the left, like the wing, like we played in a 3-4-1-2 system or 3-5-2 system, it's a bit difficult to say. Like, so the left winger was Mittelstädt, defensive as attacking. And on the right side, Pickerick, which was a real surprise, and really, I was really happy about seeing him playing again. So, and then the two sixer, like midfielders, defensive midfielders, Askasiba and Shelbred. And then there was position 8, Arne Meyer. And that was two strikers, Piontek and our new guy, Mateusz Kunja. So that was the lineup. Maybe let's start with Pekarik.
In the second half, you had the Hinder for Shelbred, Turunariga for Stark.
Ah, yeah, right.
And Ibišević for Kunja.
Yeah.
Because Kunja was about to get sent off.
Yeah.
Oh, but we had Bibi. I love Bibi.
Yeah.
Bibi is my favorite. She's such a good referee. Don't you think?
She's super. Yeah. And I also have the impression, if she's the referee, I have the impression that the players, they act differently when she's they're not so, like, aggressive.
Except for Niemeyer.
Not approaching. Well, he's nice. He was nice to her as well. On a different level.
That's Kerr's Gesicht.
What?
The world famous Busenwischer.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
the world famous Busen. Of course, I know.
Busenwischer.
That's how they called it.
I understood. Flusenwischer.
Actually, she was very souverän.
Yeah, she's very.
She loved it as well. Yeah.
So.
I hope at some point they're gonna make a special referee clothing for women, because for men it just looks like women with a different, and they have a different physique, and it looks really like in that thing she looked really, really big, but she's not at all.
Yeah, but it's not about how she looks.
No, but it's not nice. Would you like to run around in something that doesn't look good on you? I mean. No.
Come on.
Hey, I gave you a shirt. I can be an
asshole. No, but still, it's not about how she looks.
No, but...
It's about what she
is. If you see police officers outside, for the man, they look good, and for the lady... Oh, I had a nice thing with a police woman yesterday, because I was walking around the stadium with my daughter, because she can't take the G-ring in the stadium, something she can't stand. So I walked around and there was police, and then we talked to the I was standing with one of the Fanbetreuung with Menzi, and we talked about the game and blah blah blah, and then this policewoman came over and she took off her gloves.
But she looked horrible.
Nein. She was nice. Anyway.
No, but this was like, it's not about how people look, it's about what they do.
It's about representation. And if you have the wrong clothes, they're only made for men, that's sexism.
You mean she should wear pink instead of yellow?
No, he wants her to have a dress?
No, I want her to have something that...
I think she won't have a problem with it. Otherwise, she would dress up differently, whatever. But it's not the point talking about the Bibiana's dress.
Bibiana. Such a nice name. Anyway.
Yes.
Game.
Okay, men behave differently when she's there. Which I think is very good, because I hate when players, they always approach the referee and they do their main thingy.
Oh, we had a season high shots in the Paderborn game.
Oh, how many?
17?
Wow.
Hang on. Spieldaten 7. I'm locked out of that Wi-Fi, hang on.
But still, the game wasn't quite an Augenschmaus.
Tell me one game that was an Augenschmaus in recent memory.
Against Köln.
Yeah.
But the last game.
Nee, Köln was...
4-0 against Köln, that was nice. Or was it the Düsseldorf game? I don't remember.
I just don't get why he doesn't sub in Kalou. Why Kalou is not even on the
Kalou
team.
Kalou is not in the team
but
anymore.
But why?
Because he's old.
Ages
I love him, but he's like, actually, he wasn't that good anymore. He lost a couple of boards and stuff, and he didn't run so much.
But he always had these congenious moments.
Yes, of course, and I like him very much. But I see a point in it.
Yeah.
But of course, he can just like substitute him in whatever.
I don't really have an opinion because I don't follow the training so well. But already Jovic, he also didn't really count on him.
Practice looked really good. They were practicing these four touch goals. So tuck, 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 tuck. Tuck, 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 tuck.
Tiki-taka.
Yeah, tick, tick, tick. No, one ball to the wing from the defender. Then one to midfield. Bam, bam, Tor. Looked pretty good. And Piontek and Kunja were on the side, and they knew where the goalies are, and they practiced.
This
shots.
Week you went to the
Wednesday.
You went to see the. Oh, okay.
I want to take a picture with my daughter and Kalou before he's gone, but he wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
But we met Arne Friedrich. Nice
what
guy.
Is Arne Friedrich doing?
I don't know.
I actually collect pictures of him.
On Instagram?
Yes, because he always like posts these coffee cups.
And
so I started.
And food.
Yes, I started collecting his coffee cups. So I will make a collage out of it and will sell it
nice.
For a million.
We're gonna link
rich.
That.
Yeah.
Why is Arne Friedrich playing?
Because he has too much muscles now. He's too big 40. Now.
Yeah. Oh,
he's 45.
Older.
But actually, he's a performance manager, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what is he actually doing?
He's benchmarking.
Because the performance is
not good.
Low-key.
Yeah, but what is Nuri doing? I don't know. But
I like him. I don't
oh, he's
know
40.
Why.
I'm sorry, he's 40.
Yeah, that's awesome.
My bad. He's younger than me. Kinder, eh? In New York, no.
I mean, Pizarro.
But
is
what's
older.
The actually? What is Hertha going to do?
When? Now?
Next week.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Lose in Düsseldorf, as they always do.
No, if they lose, we have a big problem.
Yes.
Lose-a-dorf.
Then we have a problem, yeah. I actually wonder, I mean, Čović had to go after the Augsburg game, and the Augsburg game was like the
was better than Leicester.
It was the lowest point of my, almost the lowest point of my fandom of Hertha. And then he had to go after that game because it was like it was a mirror of everything what he was doing. And then, but then the game yesterday was even worse than that. Mm-hmm. So,
but seriously, Hertha has 26 points, and Mainz has 22.
I know.
So we have to
Mainz
lose.
Is playing today. Right?
Oh scheiße! Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I never said anything. But Düsseldorf only has 20, so we're 6 points ahead of.
Yes. They're playing first Düsseldorf and then Bremen, so
shit.
This is like the next 2 weeks are horror.
I want to make a bet that Davy Selke scores 2 goals.
Yeah, usually it's
he's
like
not allowed
that.
To play against us.
All oh, right, you're mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. It's such a cowardly thing to do.
Actually, I looked up our Jahrstein dispute we had. I was right. He started in January.
Okay, I said I wasn't sure. Ist ja auch so?
Nein.
Okay. Ja, das geht jetzt ja am Fenster. I'm gonna shut the window now. We have oxygen.
Do you smell again?
Ach ja.
Paderborn. Where were we? Paderborn.
I don't remember the first goal. Oh, a header.
Yes, Boyata.
Boyata, exactly. Oh, that was this color ball.
Kaktor.
Kaktor. But it was very beautiful because like it was a bit too long for the goalie and the defender, he thought the goalie is going to have the ball, but then it took tuck, 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 into it.
Nimm du ihn, ich hab ihn auch nicht. Ja, boring game.
It was a very boring game. I had to watch it with my little son, and he doesn't really like Hertha. It's like a big problem because my husband is, for some strange reasons, Bayern Munich fan. Don't know why I actually married him, but no. But so
the things you do for love.
Yeah. But you know, it's like this problem because I, of course, want my son to be Hertha fan because he was born in Berlin and shouldn't go to Erfolgsfußball.
Yes.
So and yeah, so I said to him, okay, let's do this. We watch the game together, and then we watch like this shitty Paderborn game, and it's always he gets so bored, and then I can't really explain to him why we actually should keep watching. And because then I had to turn to Konferenz because he was so bored because nothing happened. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, but I remember we were texting during the game and you were really enamored with Mateusz Kunja.
Actually, I was very upset, yes. I know, he kind of showed it to me that I was wrong, but when he actually was like, he just had to
lob
the ball and then actually the game would be different. And what is he? No, he actually lobbed the ball.
He lobbed the ball, but he shouldn't have lobbed it. He had to lob it properly.
Yes, or probably. And then he's doing like kind of this shit. I was like, no, I was so angry. I kind of exploded in front of the television. My son was looking at me like, what is she doing? But I really couldn't take it. Really, no. No. We are playing against Abstieg and he's like doing this kind of magic trick. No. Just no. And then just he actually scored the game with his Hacke. So I was like, okay, I didn't say anything. But it was, yeah, you made fun out of me because of the Hackentor. But
it's okay.
Yeah,
but he's going to be like Marcelino. You're going to hate him. And then he's going to do one of those things every game. And he's like, fuck.
Congenial. My reaction was also, this is the Brazilian style we get again. And I was more like happy about it, so that we have these kind of actions again.
Excuse me.
Sweet.
Artist on the pitch.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
I was very angry.
It was warm yesterday. Sabine said, I leave because it's too cold. It was windy, but not cold.
Hmm? So 11 degrees or something like that.
11 degrees.
Yeah, but finally we had the 3 points and this was like the best thing.
Yeah, but still, Kunja, it was the first game of Kunja.
The performance
and
was
all
really
good.
Performance
he,
was
yeah.
okay.
They almost sent him off because he was so
aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that tackle.
Yes.
It was
over-motivated.
Sliding
yes.
tackle.
Yeah.
But I think that Kunja and Piontek played very, very great counter-pressing. We call it counter-pressing? Gegen-pressing?
Mm-hmm. Should I look it up?
No.
I told you, I've got the list of English football terms here on the website. So if you need
yeah,
to
Marcus is really
yeah,
into
pro.
This. He's going all in. You can link the spreadsheet.
Counter-pressing. I'm not
on Twitter for everybody to have a look. yeah.
But, you know, when we talk about the Paderborn game, why didn't Nuri change the system yesterday and why didn't he
react?
This is
He took out Meyer and he took out
Kunja.
Kunja.
And he sent in Darida for Meyer and who came?
Luke Bakio.
Yeah.
He's fast.
Yeah. Hmm? He's fast.
There was one attack where he just
but
ran
why didn't
past
he,
the defenders.
Like why didn't he substitute Stark? Why is Stark even allowed to play?
And yeah, I would always take Stark out and shift him to the right, then you have Boyata, Rekik and Tornarica.
When Klinsmann was still on, Platte played and he didn't do that bad for some strange reason. But, you know...
The one-footed.
It was this one game where Platte was good.
Yes. But I remember it not being... Or why isn't Jordan playing? Why isn't Jordan playing? Why?
Shall we just do the questions? Because somebody is going to be picked up by her publicist soon.
Oh, no? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to leave?
Yeah, I have to leave in half an hour.
Half an hour, okay.
Do you have the questions? Because I can't see them on my computer.
No. The questions. It's Matthew Brewster. Is he actually the guy doing this with his YouTube channel?
No, he's from Australia.
Matthew is from Australia.
That's why he's asking about Lecky all the time.
Lecky questions, okay.
The other guy you're talking about is HBSC Selector.
Yeah.
And we talked on Twitter for about an hour, and then we realized that we're both from Berlin. So he's German.
Okay. he's German?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. He's nice. It's
I haven't had time to watch it, but I'm gonna. And we linked it on the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's gonna make a podcast feed soon, so I can listen to it on my phone.
It's a bit strange watching someone talking, but apparently it works well.
You never watch the news?
Yes, but I mean, I'm more kind of a listener guy.
Okay, discuss who is on the way out of the team, who has contracts ending this season, who has Oh, I never read that many. I only read the first question.
No, it's a lot of questions.
Okay, who's on the way out of the team? Lecky, the old guys.
Kalu Ibizovic.
Kikarik.
Ibizovic.
Esrein.
And Rune.
Rune, no.
I think they will buy a new one.
Who? Nübel?
They can't buy Nübel.
Manuel Reklamierarm Neuer? Oh, what a fucker. Did you see that in the game?
Yes.
Oh, God, ey.
It's funny because I talked to Dennis about it because I was also angry because he always I didn't know that was his nickname, Reklamierarm.
Of course.
Yeah, I didn't know because I don't really care.
Reklamierarm, that's all he does.
But it's also such a long arm. Yes. Like, it's really like,
but it was very funny iconic. When he tried to get the ball, how he ran. Yeah.
We watched the Champions League game, Dortmund.
Dortmund PSV.
It was a very good game. On the decisive goal, the entire defense, they all stopped and raise their arm.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how
but still, I watched it as well, and I was like really enjoying myself.
Yeah.
And this was like the point where I realized
how good football can be.
Yes. How beautiful it can be, and how fast it can be.
But Haaland, that second goal, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
But also you...
Yeah, and Haaland is very fast as well. Yeah. Yesterday, you saw it yesterday in the game against Bremen. He is very... Past and
okay.
He's big and fast.
On the way out of the team, Schellbrenn is leaving.
Yes.
But he's not out of. I think the question means who has no chance anymore of getting.
Okay.
I think that was the second question.
You don't think they will buy a new goalkeeper?
No.
No.
No, because
we have so many good goalkeepers in the academy.
Yeah, but which?
Louis Klatte, Matt Palmowski, and our friend Dennis.
Yeah, but
Dennis the Menace.
Do you think they will like? Dare to just...
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be Zweite Bundesliga, so what?
if it is, then he can play.
But I think I think Uwe Bremer also, he said like the plan is that Jahrstein is at least playing one more year.
I like him, so it's...
But I don't know who's the second goalkeeper from the... Klatte, is that?
No, Kraft? Who?
Our second from the academy, yes.
And mainly at the under-23s, it's either Dennis...
Smarsch.
Dennis Smarsch or Louis Klatte.
Okay, Gersbeck is out, right?
Haben die nicht einen verliehen?
Körber.
Genau.
Körber.
But I'm not sure if they sold him off. And Gersbeck is in Karlsruhe?
Yeah. True. Yeah. But with a buying back option or with a comeback option.
No. I don't know. Gersbeck is a Hertha legend. He had this one great away game in Dortmund. I think that's the best you can do. Is that the same thing to Klinsmann's son?
Okay. So who's out of the team? Like Lecky, Esswein, Pekarik, it's difficult to say.
They won't get how much money do they have to spend on Wolf? A lot of money, so they won't.
Nils Körber is on loan.
But okay, you don't know which one is the like our future.
It
which one is the best one?
No, the thing is, if Smash plays or is on the bench. He's not there. I don't get what they're exactly doing. I'm just looking at the... I want to go through the squad. The Hertha app, which is such a mediocre app.
Yeah, it's like it's not working.
I just want the team.
Yeah, you do not find anything. That's like
we should criticize on this point. If health officials are listening, the app is not good.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I can find the Kader. Okay, we have on defense. We have. We only have three Innenverteidiger, right? Three center backs?
No, we have four.
Four. Stark, Boyata, Rekik, Turnariga. Okay.
And we are set pretty good with them four. If they don't play like yes.
And we have Klünter, who thinks
yes,
he's playing.
Yeah.
Lukas Klünter.
Yes, but he didn't play the last two games.
Yeah. No. We have Klünter, Pekarik, Plattenhardt.
And Wolf on the right as well.
But Wolf
he's
going to
be gone.
I think he's gone because he's too expensive.
20 million for that.
Yeah, but I think if Dortmund leaves him go for, lets him go for 3 to 5 million.
But I don't know. I think I like him. He's like
me too. Yeah, he's a bit
Polish. Yeah, but I like him. So, I don't know.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, Ibišević probably gone. Kalou. What about Köpke?
Yeah, Köpke. That's.
I mean, he had one good game.
And when he comes in, he's very present. But of course, I think he also wants to show him a lot, so he has a lot of energy. But I don't know if this works over 90 minutes.
Zelke is going to be gone.
Yeah. No, but it's like Zelke.
Yeah, yeah.
Zelke always wanted to, was very energetic.
Yeah.
But in a way.
Ah, yeah. Here, I have the lineup. Piontek is going to stay. Kunja is going to stay.
Unless we relegate.
Grujic,
yes.
I hope Grujic is leaving.
Yeah.
Grujic will leave for sure. He will play at Liverpool, don't you know?
Yeah.
Don't be so gehässig.
Oh, there's
talk
a
about love.
There's a mistake in the lineup. The lineup says that the second forward that played was Santos Carneiro because the whole name is Santos Carneiro da Cunha. The holy Cunha.
But is that Cunha or Ascasiba?
Cunha.
Because
Santiago Ascasiba.
Okay, just Santo.
Santiago.
But I like him as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was good that they
had German. But he doesn't look very Argentinian to me, but hey.
How does an Argentinian person
look? Oh, dark hair. And
He has the nickname El Russo because he looks so
like
Russian.
A Russian?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's too small for
El Russo.
Argentinian society is very diverse.
Yeah, thanks to the Nazis. Oh, Austrofascism. questions. Okay, second. Out of the team, whose contract is ending? We discussed that. Oh, I'm playing Hertha under the name Mega BSC and Windhorst Army on FIFA, and all the players are so stupid. Stark, I keep trying to sell Stark, and then I agree with the different clubs to buy him, and then the talks always break down. Thank you, Niklas, fucking up my entire season. FIFA.
Not into it at all.
Okay. What's the next question he asked?
Whose contract is ending this season? So who has long-term contracts?
Maya?
We don't know because Micha is not talking about it.
Yeah,
always say that's why he said long-term contract. So it's Maya has a long-term contract.
And then the new ones? Piontek and Cunha?
Ascasiba probably also. He's new.
Yeah.
Tusa will be coming in with at least a 3-year contract, I guess.
If he's coming.
Yeah. I don't know about Kraft.
I think the idea was that Kraft is his last Hertha season and he leaves to the USA for the
Kraft?
Next season. Yeah.
Oh.
But then on the other hand,
bye-bye.
It doesn't matter if they have a long-term contract. If anybody wants to buy them.
Yeah.
But it's more money for Hertha if they have
Yeah.
We can discuss, we can negotiate about
the Ausstiegsklausel.
Yeah.
Next, question? Go ahead.
The next question. What about Kalou? Fair or not?
I say unfair. Donato from Family said, of course it's fair.
I think it's fair too.
I still think you could do the
But you could have done it in another way, of course.
Nicer.
And I want him to at least have one more game so we can applause him. Because we love him.
Yeah. Even if he drives us crazy when he's holding the ball, holding the ball, and then he's dribbling into four guys and losing the ball while Ibišević is waving and waving to the sound.
But I love Ibišević as well, and he should get a game too.
Yeah. And I like Rekik and Tone Auriga a lot.
Yes, we didn't talk about Rekik.
Yes. But he has a long time. His brother is even better. I saw him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's playing for U23? No,
U19.
But he's already captain of the U19.
He used to be 16, and I went... one of the best games I ever saw... one of the best teams I ever saw was the UEFA Youth Champions League game against PSG that Hertha won. I have great video. And there, he got the ball at the box, and then he ran, and then there were two guys trying to stop him at the in the middle of the field, and he somehow did a spin move and took the ball, you know, touched the ball with his with the
hack.
No, with the underside of his foot, with the sole of his foot, and then he ran on, and then they almost got a goal of it because he and then we did it on full run. It's really good. And because Rekik and Tonariga are the ones who always do these little, I call them Boateng passes.
Rekik is quite young as well. He's 24 or something. Yeah. I think he looks older. Sometimes I'm... Yeah.
He's very mature.
And but he's played so much for, was it Ajax? No.
Isn't he?
Karim Rekik? Karim Rekiki? Remember?
I don't know. Rekik.
They won a championship. And he was on the mic and he said, I think he was kind of drunk. He said, Karim Rekik, Karim Rekiki, Karim Rekik. He did this...
like this song.
Yeah. Yeah, Rekik is... No, because they're the ones who do these cross passes.
But you remember in the beginning of the season when every time Rekik we had a penalty because of him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
last season we also had lots of penalties.
Five penalties in a row.
No, but this was this season, right? No? Was it last season?
Both seasons, I guess.
Both?
Yeah, or also this season.
There was that handball against Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Remember? Where Hertha didn't get the penalty, even though it was wrong. And then on the next attack, Wolfsburg got the penalty because the ball touched his hand. Stupid.
Yeah, we had this penalty problem.
Oh, I forgot too.
Yeah, but it seems like very long ago, but now we have so much more problems.
Yeah.
So, what about Kalou? Fair or not? Or
I say,
did we answer this question?
I say, okay, it's okay to not let him play, but then you should give him a proper send-off and be nice to him.
That's exactly what I said two minutes ago.
But then there was... wasn't there something that he... said he's not happy with Klinsmann, but he has good rapport with Preetz and everybody else.
I don't know.
It's true. Yeah.
And there was talk of him being the brand ambassador.
Yes, they want to keep him, which is a good idea. But he will probably go to the United States.
Kicker said Preetz said he's trying to go to MLS.
He wants to go to Beckham's
Los Angeles team. Galaxy.
Oh, no, not Galaxy.
No.
It's the Inter team who got into a lawsuit because they called themselves Internazionale and Mailand actually sued them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Football.
Exactly. So
next question.
You're right. Ibišević, semicolon future. That's a good one. Ibišević is... everybody says Ibišević is so important. I like Ibišević a lot. I think he's also important, but he's surprisingly quiet and also if you see him, so sometimes you see the camera showing him and he's really like also sitting on the bench and he's really very happy and talking to people and also
when he doesn't have to be on the pitch with that shit team.
but there was the scene right when Ante Čović was the coach and he was standing next to him like even being more aggressive on the... Do you remember that?
No. No. Okay, but I think he would...
Like kind of his coach assistant. Oh.
He would maybe be a good performance manager.
Arne, you're out.
No, I have nothing against Arne Friedrich. But
what are you doing?
But Ibišević is closer to the team probably. I don't know. But yeah, so future, but what about Ibišević? I don't know. I think he's still too good to not... like to make his career end. He had plans to go to the USA, but I don't know if that's already something he should take into picture for next season. I don't know. That's very difficult to say. I would like to have him in the team. like or in the club
as a
kind of co-trainer or Nachwuchs Koordinator,
like showing people how to
academy coordinator,
how to throw balls at goalkeepers. Or?
I like personalities, and I think that's something which you which should.
I really think he wants to go to the States because his family is there. Because I also saw, I didn't know that he was also he has two nationalities. He's he's Bosnia Herzegovinian and he's American.
Yeah, true.
Because they went.
Yeah, you're right.
Lots of, I mean, there's at least two players I know that are from former Yugoslavia and they're Americans. Subotic. Also,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because Germany wouldn't take them, so they had to go to
such a pity. Not a pity because like lots of people were denied, and I just read a book about it. Whatever.
So, any more opinions about Ibišević and his future?
I think he leaves, and I want him to leave to have some more time. Because you know, I don't like it. Okay, you can be old, but you can still play. So he's basically... I mean, and what did he do this season? He came in, he scored 2 goals.
I think it all depends on the coach we will get, because...
Yeah, but... you know, the future belongs to Berlin, and so I think the old strikers are not really... And then we bought Piontek, who is supposed to play. We bought Cunha, who's supposed to play.
Yes, he won't play, but maybe he really can assist in a way. But
Yeah, but we still also, like, if they do not really perform, we still have Luca Bacchio, which is also actually...
Oh, shit,
that's true. So
and Dilrosun...
Where is he actually? What?
Yeah, he doesn't fit into a 3-5-2 system.
I think
system.
He's not trained.
It's a good system. No. We should keep it.
And then we also have Köpke still, but okay, I don't know about the future of Köpke. Good, okay, so Ibišević, no more opinion.
But Köpke playing is also very much nepotism. As we mentioned last time. As I mean, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's nepotism.
I'm unsure about that. I don't know. I don't know him so well.
Yeah, but I only saw him play a couple of times at Aue, so I think Aue is not the right comparison matrix for a Bundesliga player.
I don't have an opinion about him.
It's a small village club.
I went to the 11 millimeters. I was on the team for 11 millimeter Fußball Film Festival, and they Union and Hertha have to send a player to be on the jury. 3 years ago it was Kalou, it was really awesome, and then so I was there a lot. So I talked to Christopher Trimmel from Union, and he was really really nice.
He's Austrian.
Yeah, such a nice guy to talk to, and. Pascal Köpke.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there, and he gave me nothing. He's a bit like Preetz, give me nothing. But
Köpke is young as well, and probably he lacks a bit self confidence, you know, being there as a junior of everything, and he didn't score in the Bundesliga yet.
More questions?
Yeah, Matthew continues. Well, it's not a question, but I just read. So, no doubt, Lecky is out of luck. Now about Hertha defense. You said on the podcast the defense is fine. After that game, I've got a feeling that the defense is also lacking quality. I miss Lusti. Yeah, actually,
we're
not talking about the defense is fine.
As a person.
Actually,
I miss the Lusti hammer. Remember that?
What? Hammer?
Lusti hammer.
There was one game against Stuttgart, I guess.
And this was the goal when I got married. They made a... Wait for it. We had like this. That's why I'm in love with Lusti, and he gave it. He gave this goal as a present to us, and this was like
we
you know.
Married.
And they played it on our wedding. So
okay.
Yeah.
Did you get married in Berlin? Did you get married in Berlin?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Neukölln.
We got married, and on that day Hertha played in Munich, and Hertha lost because. Grete Weiser did a solo run and then passed it off to and Nico Schulz was one-on-one with Neuer and fucked it up.
Nico Schulz.
Nico Schulz,
but he's much better not playing
with
Hertha.
He's not really performing with Dortmund as well.
But he's playing.
Is he playing? I don't follow.
He used to play. I don't know if he's playing at the moment, but he used to do quite good, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, Dortmund only is good because they have the former Hertha players, you know.
Piszczek. Ramos.
Hey, but I just looked it up. We got 9.7 million officially for Ramos.
Yeah.
And then, after a season of non-performing, they sold him off for 11 to China.
No, but I thought we got 12, no?
Transfermarkt says 9.7.
Oh, okay.
I think 12 was PML.
Oh.
What a story. Or was it Raphael, maybe? We sold him a year before.
No, Raphael went... No.
Was Raphael
sold? I was very
sold?
Sad when Raphael...
Yeah,
and
too.
I don't think
like,
we sold him.
Yeah, we sold him to Kiev, Dynamo Kiev, or some Ukrainian club when we relegated.
Back
and
to
then
the defense.
He came to Gladbach.
Yeah, he went to...
Right.
No, then he went to Schalke first for
he
1 year.
At Schalke?
Yeah, 1 year. And then he went to Gladbach to Favre.
And what, where's Ronnie now?
I'll look it up.
Ronnie was the one with the hammer.
We're about to discuss
Ronnie
the
hammer.
Defense. The defense.
The defense.
Yes.
True. Yeah, true. Actually, yeah.
I have a different opinion. So, but you can go ahead.
No,
first.
I don't have an opinion.
My opinion is that the defense is good, but it's always team defense. And against Paderborn, there was this team defense thing. So if one player doesn't get the ball, the next one comes. So you have to be relentless and tenacious and getting a tenacious D and getting the ball. And that's what they... stop doing. What player am I looking up now?
Ronnie.
With four R's.
Ronnie. Oh.
Yeah, you have a point there. I think.
There's 8 million Ronnies. V. Ronnie Hebestreit. I mean, every soccer, every German soccer player from East Germany is called Ronnie.
Ronnie Hertha.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, why didn't he change system yesterday?
Why did he not, or why did he? Oh.
Why didn't he?
Hmm.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about football. I can't really say that.
Yeah, but you have a feeling for it, and you saw that like Mittelstädt and Wolf didn't work.
Yeah.
Ronnie Karriereende. Ronnie moved from Hertha to Vereinslos, then played for Fortaleza. In 16-17, and now he has career ended since 17-18.
Okay.
So he's probably eating the bean casserole his mom makes, and then it's good. No?
Oh, poor guy. He has to live with his image.
I think I went to his last game. We got free tickets. It was Hertha played preseason at the Jahnsport Park against some Italian team, and they were destroyed. Really bad. And yeah, he came in and I said, Ronnie! Yeah, last game, then he left. Defense, team defense. And Stark out, you move Boyata to the right, Rikic in the middle, and on the left you have Tuonariga. Done. You have... I mean, every one of those is good for a goal. Boyata is a real steal on the transfer market. You got him for free. Rikic is good, mostly. And Tuonariga is awesome. And remember, was it the Schalke game where they kept playing the high crosses and they were deflected every time they were a Hertha somehow got them out because they all won. I mean,
because
they're all big.
Yeah,
team defense problem. Shall we get rid of Nuri now or not? Saskia?
Yeah, I don't know. This is like, I keep thinking about it. Yes, kind of, because if you don't know what Herr Preetz is doing, you
who's
know.
Who's going to come in?
Yeah, that's the point. But because if they try to get Labbadia, he won't make it only till the end of the season. And then we have Labbadia.
What is Hans Meyer doing?
Do we want to have Labbadia?
He's writing for Elf Freunde.
Is he still writing?
Oh, they said it 2 years ago.
And he's on the supervisory board of Gladbach.
I don't know, but somebody told me that they already met with Schmidt.
Roger Schmidt?
Mm-hmm.
That would be my favorite person. He was very successful in Leverkusen, and he was coach there for a long time. And he also was Red Bull Leipzig, which is not... But okay, at least it says that he's
Salzburg.
A good guy.
Salzburg.
The other Red Bull.
Because the other teams are called Red Bull. They have nothing to do with Red Bull. Roger Schmidt would be free.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in China?
He's in China now, yeah. but he lost his job. He was successful in the... I think he won the cup, but he didn't win the league. But I think he's this kind of intellectual guy who has a lot of ideas about
But the intellectual guy football. And Hertha is not working.
But look, we are sitting here.
Yes. You're right. No, but team position. Think it's... I don't know. But
I say, get in Axel Kruse. He has a trainerschein.
That would be
fun. This would be so fun. He did such a good job in all the interviews.
A press conference after last night's game, Axel would be like, it was too much Arschwackling and not enough Rammeln. Because there's a podcast I listen to. It's an Inforadio podcast.
Ah, das ist
Hauptstadt-Derby. Yes. It's one former Union manager and Axel Kruse, and it's really funny. And they always talk about how they need to Rammeln more. Okay. And last Arschwackeln. Yeah, we need to get done. We need to get finished.
But then Axel Kruse also, he said like I don't know, I think it was maybe on Doppelpass, that he likes to have long holidays in the summer.
Yeah.
Like 3 months in Florida. So.
In the winter.
Oh, in the winter.
Yeah, he
that
always
makes more sense. Yeah.
He always goes to Florida in the winter. Yeah.
But they could do the training camp in Florida, so he would. Yeah,
he
combined it
somehow. He drove to the game.
Yeah. Do you think Kenuri is still
the right one?
No, not the right one. But will he be there against Düsseldorf?
Yeah. Yeah, but not much longer.
They won't change it.
I don't know. Do you have opened the news site? I didn't check the news anymore since an hour.
It would be pushed anyway.
I mean, do you want Sofia and Shahed or... I don't want Zecke.
But he's not allowed to do it anyway. Somebody wrote that he's not allowed.
He doesn't have the right
Zecke, yes. You mean?
Yeah, he's not allowed because he's not having the right license.
Ah, yeah, he has the second, yes. He doesn't have the highest Fußballlehrer license.
Yes.
True. Anything else?
I mean, we can be clear. I am sure that Dada is... He won't come. And,
no.
For good reason.
Yeah. I mean, he and Preetz are...
As long as Preetz is there, he won't.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think a lot of depends on Gegenbauer now, because Gegenbauer always at members' meetings said that his fate is intertwined with the fate of Preetz.
Ah, okay.
And maybe, I'm not sure.
But he's doing it for a long time. I looked it up, like the whole Präsidium and stuff.
Gegenbauer or Preetz?
Both.
Preetz came in was 7, right? He used to be Leiter der
Defensive. I think it's 12, almost 12 years now.
Yeah, it's a long time.
But maybe Klinsmann is coming back as a manager.
No. Klinsmann is not going to get a job in any serious team in a serious league. Maybe he can go to Adelaide to replace Markus Babbel. But everything else is... Anything else? Any more questions? I have no more questions. Any questions? Do you have a question? Anybody questions? Because I want to end on a high note. I have an audio clip from yesterday's game. Mm. And my wife said the best thing about yesterday was she was late. And she was walking... It was crossing the Olympische Brücke towards the stadium. And all she heard was Nazis raus from the stadium. Because there was a 1 minute silence and some idiots, of course. I mean... Having 1 minute silences at football games is pretty stupid because you always have an idiot who's drunk or an idiot or a drunk idiot who's going to say something stupid. And yesterday somebody made a noise and then this thing happened. Best thing I've ever seen at a Hertha game.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, there's old video footage of the late 80s, early 90s, where the Kurve yelled Republikaner, which was a Nazi party in Germany in the late 80s, early 90s, who had commercials with Turkish children playing, and then they would play this song from Once Upon a Time in the West. This...
Really?
Yeah. You were about to say something, sorry.
No, I just was... maybe we talk about this what did you say exactly? What I don't know, I just realized
I just read for years on Twitter that somebody's saying that he also made said Nazis raus.
But dafür alles said that it was somebody who yelled something and he was sent off the block after that.
And there was also a picture on Twitter of him.
Yeah.
Like he had this red beard and he was really like fed up and everybody... he's a white beard. and then people around him like looking at him very angry. Yeah. It's really... but it's good also to have this kind of like to hear 30, 40,000 people to hear them shout Nazis raus. That's something very, very nice and very... impressive.
Yeah, that's actually a good sign because you hear other things too. So
yeah, exactly. So at least they realize that they are a minority, and I think this makes them it clear more that they are a minority. That was this whole thing about "Wir sind mehr," you know, this demonstration back then and this slogan.
But they have to keep going now. I think.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep.
Where's it
going on with this? Yeah, and keep it up.
They have to keep it up.
Ah. Yeah, this whole anti-racist. No? So
yeah, but I mean there's certain people who have something to say in the Kurve who say that Nazis have been gone from Hertha since the 1990s, which is total bullshit.
We all know that there are still lots of...
And Wannseefront and Hertha Weekend Boys and the good people of Kaliber who left the game early. Come on. There's one thing somebody once said. He said, "Herthaner sein ist eine Ehre, kein Vergnügen." Being a Hertha fan is an honor, not a joy. So, suck it up. Seriously.
Yeah, but that's like when we talk about the fans again. They're always leaving. It's like
I was always stampeded because I was walking around the stadium, and I think when was the fourth goal? 60th minute. There was this run of people. I was trying to do a time lapse, but by the time I thought about it, it was too late because people were already gone. But the Ostkurve, it was like, people came out.
Yeah, but sometimes I start talking to people and I'm asking them, why are you leaving? Is your team is still playing? Why do you do that? And they say, I don't want to watch this anymore, or I have to get my train, or I want to drink a beer and whatever. And this is kind of the for me, the wrong attitude.
We should have gone to Poststadion today.
Ah, it's gegen...
Hertha's playing Berliner AK.
Aber es fängt doch jetzt erst an.
Okay, so let's go. Minutes.
10 minutes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Poststadion. Hertha used to play there. Anyway, I think we're done. Saskia has to leave because she's very busy and important. And
I have an appointment with two very young...
Very cute.
Very cute.
And kids that have to be made into real Herthaners.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least my... don't... My daughter, she is already singing the song, so maybe.
Very good.
Oh, nice.
Very good. We will be back after, what's the next game? Is Werder Bremen. Yeah, but after the Bremen game, I think. I hope Simon will be back from the festival.
I saw some videos. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Lots of mead.
And long hair.
To each his own.
There were no more questions?
Maybe everybody's still absent.
Not in your doc, but I thought.
Let me check. DMTF. I have to switch to my DMTF. I just checked a minute. Oh, there's another like. Nope. Just a...
Okay.
I think nobody has words for it.
Yeah.
Maybe let's just make a hook behind this game.
Oh, I have two updates on the Instagram account, but it's just likes. No, just a message from Plumpe Träume. Have you listened to Plumpe Träume?
Ah, Plumpe Träume.
I haven't
listened to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really get into it. I've heard the first episodes. Talking. They seem to be nice guys, but I need to. You said that they were greeting us, or they
greeted us on Instagram.
Cool.
And so nice! by the way, Well, we're done because we have 6 minutes till you get picked up.
Yeah, maybe 10 the motorcade. Because they're late, of course.
Okay.
But my yeah, daughter has once she shall sleep in the car.
Yeah, it's always kids falling asleep in cars, and then you just want to.
Because she's not doing her Mittagsschlaf every day anymore. And it's very annoying.
Mittagsschlaf. What happened it yesterday? Mittagsschlaf.
Yeah, they.
Okay, thank you, Saskia, for coming in.
Thank
I hope
you
to have you back
me.
On the show, and Markus. And Esther and Allison are probably sleeping or hanging out. You can.
I didn't see
out there. Okay. Things can only get better. Was it the farm? No. Anyway, thank you for listening. Have a nice day, and hahoi.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.
Wir wollen etwas, wir wollen etwas, die ganze Gruppe, sie kriegen Chor, auf Gesetze, sie stehen.